Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Triple Take, brought to you by UPMC. I'm Mike Pursuta, joined by Dale Lawley and Matt Williamson. We're here today to update our initial mock draft, fellas. Some things have happened since mock one, so today we're here to bring you mock two. And
breaking the speed of sound barrier twice.
Yes,
here we go.
Mock two.
There's a lot to get to before the draft in Kansas City in late April. But Matt, before we get to the particulars, did you just make a tweak here and there or major surgery?
Major surgery. I mean, we had a big trade, obviously. You know, I mean, the Panthers moved up to one. That kind of shakes things around a little bit. And player stocks have changed. I mean, we've been talking about this a lot, that I think there's 10 to 12 players in this draft that are pretty much surefire first-round picks. But then the next 40 could kind of go anywhere. So it's a little bit of a cluster after that.
Yeah, that's really the thing with this draft, I think. It's not as top-heavy as some other drafts. Usually you get 15 to 20 guys who would be a first-round pick every year. I don't know that this draft is quite that deep in terms of the top-end talent. But, man, there's a lot of guys that could go. I think it even goes maybe 60 guys that they could, if they went in the first round, you go, oh, okay, I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and conversely, there's going to be a bunch of guys you get in the second and third round, and you think, boy,
can't believe he's there.
Right, right, right. We're going to hear a lot of that.
Well, let's get to it, Dale. Let's start with your top of the first round in your second mock here. And, surprise, a quarterback going to Carolina, number one. What else did you find intriguing about this go-around, 1 through 10?
Well, I think Carolina trading up to number one. I still think Bryce Young goes number one. He'll throw today at his Alabama Pro Day. But I bumped Anthony Richardson up with Bryce Young off the board. I know C.J. Stroud had a great combine. Richardson did as well. Houston's, they're not in it to win it this year necessarily. You can take the time to develop that guy. And then I have Christian Gonzalez at three to Arizona, but I think he ends up in Arizona, but I don't think that Arizona is going to be picking at three. I still have Christian Gonzalez, though, as my top cornerback in this draft, but I think somebody's going to trade up to get Stroud if things would fall this way. And then you got Jalen Carter going down to five. He's kind of now the guy that you look at, where does he go? And, of course, Bijan Robinson at 10, where does he go? Those are two of the kind of the guys in this draft that kind of swing everything.
Wild cards, X factors, if you will.
Yes.
Matt, let's take a look at your picks 1 through 10. No surprise, quarterback to Carolina, but you're going with the other guy.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with Dale a little bit. I think Stroud, not that he's separating himself, but I do think he's the favorite to go one, and I think he's the target for the Panthers. Anderson at three, again, that could definitely be a trade-out spot. There's no doubt about that. I mean, maybe the Raiders move up. I mean, there's multiple teams that could be interested in getting to three. I like the fit with Richardson going to the Colts. I mean, if you think about it, they're coming over from Philadelphia. I mean, you could just put the Jalen Hurts offense in for Richardson. That makes all the sense in the world. I think Carter's the best football player in this draft, and what a building block he'd be for Seattle, who has two first-round picks. So that makes a lot of sense to me as well. And like Dale, I also had Paris Johnson going to Chicago. I mean, they did a lot, obviously, in free agency, but one more tackle would go a long way.
Yeah, I kind of made that unanimous if we could throw my 1 through 10 up there. I've got Paris Johnson also going to the Chicago Bears. I had Jalen Carter going to the Chicago Bears when the Bears were in possession of the first overall pick.
Yeah, I did too.
That changed. I like Stroud among these quarterbacks. I think if I had to pick a quarterback, I would pick Anthony Richardson, but I think it's going to take a little time. He's going to need a little bit of an adjustment period to the NFL. And unlike you guys, I watched enough Big Ten football to know that Devin Witherspoon is the best cornerback in this draft, and I have him appropriately.
The only concern I have about him, Mike, is he hasn't been able to work out at all throughout this process.
It's a little annoying, or I don't want to say concerning because I don't think it's that big a deal. I believe he's got something scheduled on April the 5th, which is going to be his third shot to run for the evaluators. Didn't do it at the combine, didn't do it at the Illinois Pro Day. Some of the sure things, Tyree Wilson, Will Anderson, in this draft of, it could be a lot of guys. Those two guys are
going to
stand out. They're going to go high. And I've got the defensive tackle from Clemson going to Philly. Previously, I had Bijan Robinson going there, but there's been a little departure on that defensive line. So
he's their type of guy.
The Eagles are going to go with Matt. Say that name for me one time.
Brian Brisset is what I've gotten.
I've heard it many different ways.
Me too.
I'll trust your judgment on that. Matt, let's stick with you and go picks 11 through 20.
Okay. I kept Peter Skoronski going to Tennessee. Their line pretty much needs a little bit of everything. And so he's going to fit in a tackle. He's going to fit in a guard, maybe even center. Who knows?
Yeah, let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Does it at all affect his value that we don't know if he's a tackle or a guard?
Yeah.
Or do we just think he's going to be real good at either one?
I think he'll be adequate at tackle, but he could be an elite guard. I mean, I bring up Zach Martin a lot from the Cowboys coming out of Notre Dame. Very similar prospect, tremendous at what he did, but just not prototypical traits for tackle. Witherspoon, I'm a big fan as well. We just talked about him a minute ago. But they took a corner last year in Stingley. That could be a heck of a combination for a long time there. I still think the Patriots need a receiver. I have them taking Addison. He's not my favorite receiver in this draft. My favorite is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who goes to Green Bay. That would be not what the Packers do. I mean, pretty much in the last 10 years, their only first-round pick that's been on offense has been Jordan Love. So they might have to buck that trend a little bit.
Would be somewhat ironic if they picked a wide receiver on the first round this year, wouldn't it?
Without the, yeah.
Dale, let's take a look at your 11 through 20.
Yeah, I have Tennessee taking Smith-Njigba. You know, I think they could use everything.
They need everything.
And I think he's the best player in terms of a guy who scores touchdowns. And that's something that they need. They need to score more points. Skoronski then goes at 12. Again, is he a tackle? Is he a guard? Doesn't really matter because they need everything. You know, the Jets then go tackle. Like Matt, I have the Patriots taking a wide receiver. Just a bigger wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I think somebody outside the numbers would help them there. And then you look at it, I got Will Levis falling down to 19.
Wow.
To the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, I think that would be an ideal situation for them. I don't know that their quarterbacks, I know they signed Baker Mayfield, but wouldn't you like to have a young guy to kind of kickstart that at this point?
Yeah, I got a faller as well, and my guy is, unfortunately, well, there's two of them. Bijan Robinson, I have going 19 to Tampa. I think he's certainly not the 19th best player available in this draft, not even close. He might be in the top five, top three, but it's running back and, you know, everything.
He's most certainly one of those top 12 players that would be a first-round draft pick no matter what.
It's tough to find him at home.
And just ahead of him, Richardson. I think Detroit has a short-term solution that's working right now and seems to be acquiring enough of everything else that the Lions, with their draft capital, can afford to grab Richardson and redshirt him, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and then move on eventually. I have Green Bay taking Brian Branch. I'm fascinated with Brian Branch.
Oh, love him. I mean, yeah. I think he's a great football player.
Yeah, he would fit in well there, too.
I think we both, or all three of us, had Broderick Jones going to the Jets, or at least two of us. And the wide receivers, just a matter of what you like. I really like Jordan Addison.
They could use him. I mean, they need some firepower, as Dale mentioned. I mean, their passing game was lacking last year, to say the least.
Let's wrap it up now by getting to the bottom third of our three mock drafts here. Dale, why don't you take us from 21 to the end?
Yeah, this is where things get a little crazy here because, again, you could look at these last 11 picks here and say, okay, there could be 30 guys that could be in these mm-hmm. picks. So, you know, looking at it, I think Deontay Banks to the Ravens just makes a ton of sense. He's a Maryland guy. You know, they keep him in state. He's exactly what they want at cornerback, a big physical, you know, guy that can run. I also have Cam Smith, another cornerback. He's my number five in the board. Brian Branch falls a little bit. He didn't have the greatest combine, but then you watch his tape and he just does everything well. Joe Tippmann to the Cowboys is an interesting one. I think he's my top center prospect in this draft. The guy is massive. You could play him at guard. You could play him at center.
So you've been watching some Big Ten tape.
I have, and I think you could even slide him out the right tackle.
You got him
tackle.
Higher than the Minnesota guy.
I do.
From the Big Ten at center.
From the Big Ten. But I think Tippmann at 6'6", could even kick out to right tackle if you wanted him to do that. He got pigeonholed at center at Wisconsin because it's Wisconsin, and they've got 17 – you know,
guys that weigh 480 pounds.
Yeah. He was really good at it.
All that stuff. The Bills with Zay Flowers, I think, makes a lot of sense. They could use some more help there at the receiving position. And then, you know, the Bengals get Kaylee Ringo out of Georgia. And again, lost both of their safeties in free agency. Is Ringo a safety? Is he a corner? Does it matter? Mm-hmm. You just add him to that secondary.
I want to ask you about your first selection there in this grouping, Nolan Smith, edge, Chargers. I'm starting to think of him as an off-the-ball linebacker.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot.
We talk about that a lot.
I had him edge initially, and I'm going to put him in the other group now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at him both ways. He was, what, 235, 238,
you're
something
right down
like that, the combine.
Right.
So he's on the edge of being big enough, as it were, in the edge. But he ran so well at the combine.
Yes,
it just is a really, a high-caliber guy in a locker room. You could do a lot of different things with him. And I think if you're a team, you could look at him kind of as a, you know, just a chip that you can move around a little bit.
Matt, let's take a look at your picks 21 through 31. What I see, you've got Darnell Wright, the tackle from Tennessee, at the start of this grouping.
Yeah.
Dale had him 31. I've got him 31. Also, spoiler, but
I was going to mention him with Dale's. I mean, Kansas City would love to get a hold of him, I'm sure.
They lost both
their tackles and brought in one. They might probably need to get another.
I think it's going to work out for them the way it did when they got Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Okay.
That's exactly what they needed.
Exactly what they needed
at the time.
I mean, I don't know how the Chargers pass on him, though. I'm pretty confident Wright does go in the first round. Right tackle was a huge problem for them. Johnston might be gone by 22, but I think he fits the Ravens really well in that he's a big-bodied guy. He's very, very good at blocking, willing blocker. As much as they run the ball, that should matter to them. I have Branch going 25 to the Giants, and maybe he's gone before that. There's so many landing spots he could end up because he is such a good football player. I think you guys had Green Bay, Jacksonville earlier. But the Giants play with more defensive backs on the field than any team in the league. So he'll just fit in somewhere. I mean, there's a ton of dime. There's a lot of seven defensive back sets with those guys.
That's the beauty of that guy.
Right,
you can play him in the slot. You can play him a deep safety. You can play in the box. There's just all kinds of things you can do with him.
Yeah, and frankly, I'm unbelievably infatuated with this tight end class. And I have three going at the end of the round there. What if you could put Musgrave behind Kelsey for a year or two to learn? I think that's phenomenal. And the Bengals lost a tight end this year. You know, and the Bills need another weapon, as we talked about.
Yeah, I'm with you on the tight end thing. It's interesting. You've got Keon White and Osiris Torrance in your bottom 10 mm-hmm. of this group of 31. I've got them much higher.
Yeah.
We both got them first round. It's just a matter of where. And I think that those are kind of guys that personify just how speculative this is going to be and how much it's going to depend on what specific teams really like or need as opposed to the perception of pecking order.
100%. And I don't know if he gets to 30 or not when it's all said and done. I mean, he's a plug-and-play guard. But if you look at the Eagles' offensive line, they've always had a very small, super athletic center. And why they get away with that a little more than others is, well, Kelsey's phenomenal. But they have two huge guards. Well, this year they're going to have to play with Cam Jurgens as one of those guards who's really the Kelsey replacement. So I think they'd love to get a big body at guard for the future.
Looking at my picks 21 through 31, not totally dissimilar. I still like Cody Mauch going to Buffalo because he's just a Buffalo type of guy. I mean, there might not
be
a player who fits an environment more.
Looks like he's falling through some tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Johnston going to Baltimore as well, Matt, and then Banks to the Vikings. Van Ness intrigues me. Again, Big Ten guy. Probably will have more production in college or in the pros than he did mm-hmm. in college, just circumstantially. Jamar Gibbs going to the Cowboys at 26. The running back room has changed there a little bit. And I like his ability to contribute in the run game as well as the pass game. I think he's a good fit for Dallas. And Darnell Washington going to the Eagles at number 30. He's one of my favorite players in this draft. But I figured he can be another offensive lineman for Philadelphia until he learns how to be a pass catcher. And mm-hmm. they're okay with that because they're going to run the ball a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's you look at it, like some different names in there. Like, you know, Matt and I didn't have Mauch in our first round, but I could see him going there. You mentioned Gibbs is another guy that, you know, he wasn't in our draft, but you could see him going in the first round. It's such an interesting draft in that. Hyatt, I think, is another guy that I don't think made it into Matt and I's first round. Both like him, but, you know, it's just all about the fit.
Okay, that's going to do it for Mock 2. This is not the last time we will be previewing what we think is going to happen on the first round. So you've got that to look forward to. And in the meantime, we will be doing our round 2 of the position previews as we continue getting you ready for the NFL draft in Kansas City in late April. Till next time, I want to thank you for finding us, however and wherever you found us. This time, keep looking at those Steelers social media platforms and keep up with the NFL Draft Triple Take brought to you by UPMC. For Matt Williamson and Dale Lally, I'm Mike Pursuta. Thanks for tuning in.